Pepsi Prebiotic Cola in original and cherry vanilla. That Pepsi taste you love with no artificial sweeteners, only 30 calories, just 5 grams of sugar, and 3 grams of prebiotic fiber. That great Pepsi taste with even more to love. Pepsi Prebiotic Cola. Unbelievably Pepsi.
The Pat Kenny Show.
With Timber Living Log Cabins.
Saturday and Sunday from 10 a.m. on News Talk. Conversation that counts.
What's your point, Jim?
To be or not to be, that is the question.
No, the question was, has this been a good World Cup?
Yeah, no, I heard what the question was, and the answer remains the same.
And it still makes me laugh, and it'll always make me laugh. Richard Cooper, best known for his hilarious impressions as one third of Apri Match. Absolutely delighted to have you in studio this morning.
Thanks, Kerry. Lovely to be here. Yes, you don't look anything like Pat Kenny, by the way, which is probably, you know, a good thing.
Well, I was actually going to apologise because I was doing my research last night and you said in one interview you'd done in the past that Pat Kenny is in your DNA, that you can't get him out of your head, and he's not here to welcome you this morning.
I know, it's terrible. Yes, I know. And normally when you hear that music, you're used to Pat, you know, telling the listeners what's coming up on the show or this part of the show, and he lists it off like that, and then we have this, we have that, we have the other, and then he whispers at the very end of the sentence for some reason.
That's spot on. What do you go for first? Is it the voice? Is it the gestures in somebody?
Well, with Pat, I remember kind of studying Pat. And I did, it's actually, I think it's on YouTube where I was on with him, and I did it. It was the first time I had done him for him. But yeah, I had to sort of study him for an Apri Match sketch that we were doing. And it was, you know, the sketch was about somebody who had, you know, a very strange fixation with a Hoover. And has an obsession with a Hoover. It was kind of like almost Monty Python-esque kind of a sketch. So, but it was important to nail the impression of Pat. But with him, I noticed when he was on TV, his gestures were quite square and full on, square on to the camera. And his movement sort of made me, it just kind of, you know, informed how he might speak. So, yeah, there's one or two people, I suppose, over the years that you need to really kind of study and study their behaviour in order to get the, because nobody had really done him up until that point, and he wasn't an immediately obvious candidate, I suppose, for mimicry.
Are some people very doable?
Yeah, I think they are. Like there's and I suppose it depends on your own vocal dexterity, I suppose, to some extent, and also how you hear people. You know, like there are some people, I suppose, that you need to make it a very, like I do a sketch, for example, with George Hawkins, and with the contrast between him, say, and Eddie O'Sullivan, you know, and that sort of contrast between those two is kind of paramount to the sketch working, because there's just such a big kind of vocal shift. And I'm also doing, you know, Brendan O'Connor and people like that, and there's a whole new kind of, I suppose, canon of impressions out there now for me, which is great. But there's my show, which is called Out of His Head, which I'm touring, is a kind of, it's a combination of impressions, but it's not just me standing there doing voices for the show. I take people on a bit of a journey, and I mean, one of the themes running through it is, you know, what we were, the cultural landscape, I suppose, how that's changed from, you know, 20 years ago, 10 years ago, to the way it is now. And I suppose what we could get away with saying, or not even get away with saying, but what was just, you know, presented to us, and along the lines of, say, Housewife of the Year, for example, with Gay Byrne. And you're looking back on that now and you're thinking, how the hell was that even a programme? How was it legal?
When you look back even at Apri Match, which began back in 1998, it was also brave at the time. I mean, were you tapping into the characters themselves, or was it the whole idea of punditry, and were you ever nervous of that idea that you were kind of ridiculing people, but in a humorous, it was a kind way.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think I've ever really gone out of my way to humiliate somebody. I'm not interested really in doing that. But I am, what interests me is pointing things out. It's a little bit like, you know, a drawing, a caricature drawing, where you're emphasizing certain features maybe that the person would prefer not to be emphasized. And whether that's a vocal thing or maybe just a take on what sort of attitude they have. And like, I often think the most interesting representations of people isn't necessarily the most accurate in terms of how they sound, but you're doing something that the with the impact that they have, or how they would like to portray themselves. And you're kind of maybe showing that up and putting the spotlight on it in a way that might make them feel a little bit uncomfortable. Like, a lot of the people that we did in our pre-match were, I suppose, in, you know, middle-aged men who were in kind of quite comfortable positions. We weren't really having a go at anyone who was that kind of vulnerable or whatever. So, and I actually think a lot of the Prey Match characters that we did maybe benefited to some extent from the fact that it was quite a, you know, it was gentle ribbing really, as opposed to it being, you know, hard-edged satire.
And we kind of like people who are self-deprecating, particularly those who are in the spotlight. I mean, one of my favourite skits that you ever did, and maybe it was because of my own background in Ireland AM, it was a skit on Ireland AM one morning, and you threw to the kitchen and the recipe that you were cooking was beans not on toast.
Yeah, well, it's in a very, very, very complex, you know, little dish, that one. Yeah, we were doing an impression of Aidan Cooney, I think it was, and Catherine Layden. Yeah, that was, who actually bizarrely was one time my next door neighbour, would you believe, Catherine Layden, in Ranelagh.
And she would have taken it well. I know Catherine, right?
She would have.
But did you ever, over those years, get any blowback?
One or two people. I mean, I'm not sure, you know, I've been asked that a couple of times, but I don't think anyone hugely likes it unless you're, it depends on what you're doing with the person, I suppose. But like, I did an impression recently of, it's a guy called Will Slattery, and he does the Indo podcast, and you know, it's like, he does this thing where he's just talking, like, he's kind of outraged all the time. And, you know, and I just picked up on that. And, but I think he's delighted that I did him. Do you know what I mean? And then he asked me on his podcast. And, so he's probably, he maybe listen now. And I said, can't believe Richard Cooper's doing an impression of me on News Talk. Like, you know, what's going on? But, you know, I think he was pretty pleased that I did him. And then, but there are other people I'd say maybe that aren't. I wouldn't say, you know, the person who's currently on RT Radio 1 at the moment, at this very time, is massively keen on my impression of him.
I've absolutely no idea who you're talking about.
Well, I know, you know, a bit like that. Later on the show, we'll be talking to a panel of people you've never heard of about stuff that's not going to change, regardless of what we think about it.
So, yeah.
And that's why people need to be listening to News Talk instead.
Well, this is it. I couldn't agree more, Ciara, while I'm on News Talk.
I mean, when you look, I suppose, right, at the commentary that we see now, and lots of it are working, the World Cup, would you be able to do an Apri match that would be successful now?
It's an interesting question. I think that the answer is a difficult one to be diplomatic about. It's not the most fascinating group of individuals that are on the RT panel at the moment, but I think Richie Sadlier is great. I have to say, I think he's really good pundit, and you know, the individuals are, you know, it so much of it as well is about striking a balance between, you know, the personalities and what you're looking at as well. I mean, it's been pretty difficult, to be fair to the panelists on RTE, you know, to be commentating on Ireland's progress over the last while, because it's been very difficult to be like entertaining about it or interesting about it, because it's a pretty dull watch. I mean, the actual football. And I suppose what people forget is, you know, around the time of Bill Amon and John and Liam Brady and Apri Match, as a result of that, Ireland were doing really well. You know, Ireland were qualifying for stuff, and there was a real buzz. So it was, in a way, it was a pretty timely thing for us to capitalise on that. And, you know, everyone was watching the games. Everyone was, you know, tuned into it. So they knew what we were referring to. And, I mean, even the whole thing of okey-doke. I mean, I'd be walking down the street and people would say, okey-doke. You know, I mean, it was that was, you know. Although it wasn't, I was in obviously après match, but just before that, most people don't realize or remember it, but I was in Glen Row. And if I got any recognition for Bill O'Hurley, the main recognition I got was from playing Marty O'Sullivan in Glen Row, a detective. And I was on the trail of Dick Moran, who was, you know, suspected of committing arson on his business and, you know, for insurance purposes. And I found his spectacles in the rubble. So, but I was recognised everywhere I went in Ireland from that, much more so than anything I did in Appery Match.
Well, I do remember Ian McKellen, the famous actor, saying that he obviously had been in everything and had won all of these awards. And his mother said, oh, yeah, I used to say to her friends, oh, I don't know, he's an actor. And then he got into Coronation Street.
Right. Yeah.
And then she said, told everybody, my son's in Corrie, you know. My son is in Corrie.
He stopped that Shakespeare nonsense. Yeah.
In terms of the new solo show, right? You are out on your own here now with Out of His Head. Mm. Everybody, of course, wants to see the old characters, right? It's like, you know, you go to see your favourite band, play us the hits, please.
Yeah.
But there's got to be new people. There's got to be a new generation of people that you mimic.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And you know, I do a kind of a balance, I suppose, between classic characters or, you know, après match characters that people would know. But I also, as I mentioned, I would do, like, I'm doing quite a few political people as well. You know, like there's anyone who's been on my Instagram feed recently will have seen probably my Simon Harris impression. He's kind of like, you know, he's sort of, you know, he's there as well. And he says kind of things in threes. You know, it's this, that and the other. And I'll tell you something else that it is. It's something that I'm about to say in a very uncompromising fashion. I can tell you that for nothing. So, yeah, he's kind of, he's part of the canon as well. And Jim O'Callaghan as well. I do a bit of him as well, Jim. His sound sometimes like he's about to fall asleep while he's actually talking. But yeah, he's part of it as well. And yeah, there's like Kenny Cunningham, you know, this particular moment in time, I do him as well. And there's all sorts of, there's a whole sprinkling of people that I do. And one of the things about the show and the nature of my show is that it evolves really week to week and show to show. Like no show is going to be the same based on, you know, whoever's going to be in the news or whoever has said something or done something, even that day, I'll do a little sketch on it. You know,
and you've said how important you think it is that, particularly now when the news cycle is so negative and so heavy, that being lighthearted and giving people sort of a space in which to laugh is really, really important. Are you lighthearted yourself in real life?
I am. I mean, I'm fortunate, I think, that I have a fairly light disposition. And
Up in good humour.
I do most of the time, yeah. I mean there are times when I don't. But I do find humour a brilliant way to articulate, I mean, what I do, I suppose, a brilliant way to articulate the kind of frustrations and the anger you might have about the state of the planet. And, you know, there is so much anger out there, and you turn on your phone, you see how angry people are. But I just think it's a very easy reaction to have, to just be angry about stuff and to be antagonistic towards other people who don't have the same opinion as you. And I think the trick for me, and it's a difficult thing to pull off sometimes, is to maybe thought provoke, but also make people laugh. The most important thing is to make people laugh. And yeah, I mean, especially at the moment, the backdrop to everything is pretty grim. So it's lovely to have an opportunity to have that role of making people laugh. And yeah, like I was in Sligo on Friday, and it was a nice show, a nice reaction, and you can just, I think people want to laugh. You know, I mean, I think people are in need of a laugh.
We need a break from the outrage.
Yeah,
I know
exactly.
You grew up in a house where your parents were performers, where there was real music and drama and talent, and obviously it's passed on to you. Has it passed on to the next generation, or are you trying to say, permanent, pensionable?
No, I was very open to my kids doing whatever they wanted to do. And my youngest is still, there's still a possibility, I think, she actually did it. She's done a couple of movies, Nora. She played Mel Gibson's daughter, actually, in a movie. And she's done a couple of movies. So she's only, like, she started pretty, you know, on a fairly high pitch. But, yeah, no, it's no sign of anyone following. But I don't do any impressions of anyone in my family as well, which is kind of...
And that's why the family's still together, right?
Exactly. And they do me, though. They do me.
Richard Cooper, yeah. Back on the road again. Out of His Head is the name of the solo tour. Highly recommended.
The Pat Kenny Show on News Talk.
With Timber Living Log Cabins.